Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, Bobby. This is for the young people. This is for the young people. Come on, Eric. All the young people.
You're looking for. I'm the one you're looking for. And I don't know what you're looking for today, but we need to know that Jesus is the only one that we should be looking for and looking to. We praise God for this another Saturday afternoon that you have joined in with us. You are listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we pray that you would continue to listen and let your friends know and invite your friends and family to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And we want you to know that all our shows are archived, and certainly you can listen anytime of day or night. We want you to know that you don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, you, and to you. We want to first shout out all our listeners here in the continental United States, to those that are in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Illinois, Michigan, California, wherever you are listening from in these United States, we thank God for you, you, and for you. And then to our listeners to the north in Canada, and then we have some listeners down in the Caribbean, Jamaica, the Bahamas. Then if we go a little further, we have some in Brazil and Bolivia and Suriname. And as we cross the ocean and travel east, Portugal, Spain, England, France, Italy, Germany, Norway, the Netherlands, Bulgaria, we thank God for you all. And then we go a little south, Ivory Coast, Benin, Nigeria, Cameroon, the Congo, Angola, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and South Africa, India, China, Japan, Australia, the Philippines. We thank God for all of you for listening around the world to Global Gospel. We invite you to join us on social media. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. We are on Tumblr. Just look for Global Gospel, and we will be delighted to accept your friend requests. We will read your comments. You can send us a song request or your concerns or whatever prayer request, whatever is on your heart. Please reach out to us on those social media platforms. If you'd like to write Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. If you'd like to reach us via email, you can email globalgospel17@gmail.com. Those are the ways that you can reach out to us, and we pray that we do hear from you, and we thank God for all our faithful listeners that listen in each and every week. We thank God for you, you, and you. Continue to post your comments and leave us messages, and we will certainly acknowledge you. Our number in studio, if you'd like to call us when the lines are open, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. That is our call-in number. Our theme here at Global Gospel, perhaps you are sharing with us for the first time, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, is our theme scripture. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Let me say that one more time. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And if you were to read down through the scripture, it will tell you, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. We came today with the message of Jesus Christ. We came with the gospel, and the gospel truth is that Jesus was born of a virgin, and certainly that he lived, and that he healed the sick, and he raised the dead, and he performed many miracles. But one day, we know that he went to Calvary, and certainly he shed his blood for the remission of your sins and my sins. Jesus Christ died to save the world. He came into the world that we might have abundant life. And so today we present the gospel of Jesus Christ to you, The gospel is salvation, it's healing, it's deliverance. It speaks to every aspect of your life. It speaks to your mental being. It speaks to your physical being. It speaks to your finances. It speaks to your location. The gospel is comprehensive. The gospel is good news. And the scripture lets us know, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it was the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek. It's for the Gentiles, everybody, to heal you, deliver you, save you, and set you free. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are, or what you've done. It doesn't matter if you're rich or if you're poor, if you're black, if you're white, if you're crippled, if you're lame. The gospel is there for you. I believe one of the songwriters says, God cares for you in a mansion made of stone, in a shanty all alone. God cares for you. And you need to know that today. If nobody else cares about you, if you think nobody else is concerned, God is concerned about you. He knows the number of hairs on your head. He sits high and he looks low. The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And so we want you to be encouraged today in this season of Thanksgiving. Be encouraged in this year of pandemic. Be encouraged in this situation of financial hardship. Be encouraged in all your loss and your sickness, your hurt and your pain. Be encouraged through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And certainly we do have a message today for you. We don't have any guest today unless you call in, but we do have a message today that we are going to share with all of you, our listeners. But we're going to take a brief break and we're going to play a uplifting congregational selection that will just be a prelude into what we are talking about today. Stay tuned.
In some church right now. I got an old song. An old congregational song that they used to sing long time ago. Want y'all to go with me? Lay your hands on me, Jesus.
I don't mind.
Lay your hands on me, Jesus.
Oh, I don't mind.
Lay your hands on me, Jesus.
I don't mind.
I don't mind.
I don't mind.
Lay your hands on me, Jesus.
I don't mind.
Lay your hands on me, Jesus.
Oh,
lay your hands on me, Jesus. Lay your hands on me, Jesus. Lay your hands on me, Jesus.
I don't mind.
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 You can save me.
I don't mind.
You can heal me.
I don't mind.
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 You can't touch me. I don't mind. You can't bless me.
Jesus, I don't mind. You can bless me. I don't mind. Certainly, I don't mind whatever the Lord has in store for me, for the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow with it. I don't mind whatever God is doing in this season. Our prayer is that is, please don't do it without me. And certainly we are believing God for that special touch. Our scripture passage on today comes from the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 8, St. Mark chapter 8 as posted, and we are going to read verses 22 through 25, and I'm going to read both versions, both the King James Version and the NIV Version. Mark chapter 8, verse 22. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in the town. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Please hear me when I pray.
Of Calvary. up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray. Take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. God, we thank you for your word, for your word is truth. Your words are spirit and they are life. Sanctify thy word. Let someone be touched, healed, delivered, saved, set free, and encouraged by your power divine. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you. Amen. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home saying, "Don't go into the village." For a few minutes this Saturday afternoon, November the 28th, look again. The other day, I was doing some work around the house, and I had become very weary and frustrated. I had taken measurements, I had made cuts, but I still could not get to the right conclusion, to the right size. I could not make the right connection. My perception was off. My perspective was off. The way I perceived was off. It was not until a new person came along with a fresh set of eyes that I was able to better judge my miscalculations, my measurements, and my methods of construction. That's just how life is. You think you have everything under control. You think it's under wraps. Then the car breaks down. The roof starts to leak. There's a sudden sickness, sudden death. You think you know people, and then they betray you. Then they lie on you. You think you know them and you can trust them, but they steal from you. And then some kind of way you find out that there was and has been a distortion in the real relationship. Perspective, what is perspective? Perspective in art is drawing solid objects on a two-dimensional surface so as to give the right impression of height, width, depth, and position in relation to each other when viewed from a particular point. And I submit to you this Saturday afternoon that sometimes our perspective is off. Our impression is off of our relation to the other people, objects, or things in our surroundings. Our view or prospect is totally off. Our attitude towards or a way of regarding someone or something is off. And then there's something called perception, the ability to see, hear, or become aware of something through your senses, sight, touch, taste, smell, or feel. The senses, the state of being or process of becoming aware of something. In psychology, perception is described as the neurophysical process, including your memory, by which an organism becomes aware of and interprets external stimuli. We have interpreted some external stimuli in the wrong manner. Perceive, to attain awareness or understanding of, to regard as being such. I just thought I would clear up the definition, because sometimes these perception and perspective and perceiving can go hand in hand, and the line becomes very thin as to what they really mean. But there's nothing wrong with educating yourself and looking up something. Sometimes when you put together a puzzle, we've put together puzzles before. It may have 100 pieces, 200 pieces, 300 pieces. You want the pieces to desperately go together. You try and try to fit everything in place, but sometimes you have to step away and look again. In the scripture, that we read the gospel according to Mark in chapter 8, we find that Jesus and his disciples were in Bethsaida. Perception, to regard as being such, perception is everything you remember. Is perception. Remember when Elisha, in the Old Testament, he passed continually through Shunem. And there was a woman there who we refer to as the Shunammite woman. And this woman, the Bible records her as saying to her husband, "I perceive this is a holy man of God." When Jesus met the woman at the well, you remember Jacob's well, the woman who had five husbands. When Jesus met the woman at the well, she said to him, "I perceive that you are a prophet. If it looks like a duck, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it probably is a duck." I'm sure we've heard that expression before. The crowd perceived that Jesus was a healer in this particular passage of scripture. He looked different, perhaps. He acted different. Maybe he walked different. It was in his actions, in his walk, in his talk, in his embodiment. It was in his swagger, if you will. I ask you today, who do you perceive Jesus to be? Who do people perceive you to be? Do you perceive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as a healer? Do you perceive Christ as your strength? When you see Jesus, is he the one that you perceive to make a difference in your life? If you perceive Jesus today as your healer, as your deliverer, as your soon coming king, then today you are in a good place if you're perceiving him in the right manner. So Jesus leads this man by his hand. And the Bible lets us know he not only does he take him by the hand, but he leads him away from the crowd. In this season, in this moment, in this dispensation, I just want somebody to know that God is leading you away from the crowd. Why? God wants a one-on-one with you. And I believe I heard Bishop Ronald E. Brown said, "The downward road is crowded with unbelieving souls." This is a special person-to-person call. God wants and he needs no distractions around you. Perhaps sometimes he doesn't want you to be around your family. Perhaps he doesn't want you to be around your friends. He is changing your environment. He wants to change your circle and move you away from the familiar. God wants to lead you away from the city, out of the bright lights and all of the distractions that there may be. God has your hand. And so when you should know that God, when he has your hand, you are in a secure and safe place. I heard the quartet singers put it this way: "Almighty God, Almighty God, I want you just to hold me in the hollow of your hand." And then in school, they taught us a song said, "He's got the whole world in his hand." The Bible says that in his presence is fullness of joy, at his right hand, treasures forevermore. What happens in the scripture? The Bible lets us know that he spits on the man's eyes. You know, the height, the depth, the width, the background, and the foreground. In the background, the man was blind. But in the foreground, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, is in control. Perspective can change, but make sure that Christ Jesus is always at the front and center of every picture that you draw. You see, in this time here, There was nothing uncommon about using a spit or saliva, because during that time in history, it was thought that saliva had certain healing properties. But the one doing the spitting was significant. There's nothing ordinary when Christ does something. Saliva becomes supernatural. A touch becomes supernatural. He spits, and he lays hands on him. And he asks the blind man, can he see? The man said, I see men as trees walking, which suggests to me that perhaps he was not blind from birth. And we don't even know how long he had this condition, as in other cases when Jesus healed people, because we know the woman with the issue of blood. It says she was sick for 12 long years. And the Bible lets us know in another situation when a man was healed that his ailment, his trouble, his condition had been with him from birth. But this man saw men as trees walking. And so he had perhaps seen trees before in his life, and he had saw men and women before in his life. Otherwise, he could not use that description. And so the first touch left him a little out of focus. It left things in his view a little distorted, but it was better than the blindness. But I came to encourage everyone not only to let the Lord touch you one time, but let him touch you again. Because to look again, there is something special about that. Jesus touched the man again. And God doesn't have to do anything. People have to do things. But God is perfect. And he doesn't half step. And he won't leave you hanging. He will not leave you out of focus. Life can leave you in some blind situations. It can rob you of your senses, of your perspective, of your insight, but your vision, your hearing, your mobility. But I hear David saying this, cast me not away from your presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit away from me. You may not know everything that God is doing. You may not understand everything that God is doing, but know that we have to keep the scriptures in perspective, and sometimes we have to look again. And if while you're looking, if you look over to Philippians 1:6, you'll know that he that has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God doesn't half step. Put those scriptures in perspective. When it looks funny, and you can read in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and you'll read, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. So look again, because God wants to do something else. He wants to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that works within you. Healing is a process. Allow God to keep working on you. Some wounds may heal externally in your body, but on the inside, the healing is not complete. You may heal on the inside and still have some scars on the outside, but just know that healing is a process. Look again for your miracle. Look again for your deliverance. Look again for your salvation. Who are we looking for? What are we looking for? Well, if you look over at Hebrews 12, it lets us know that let us run the race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And what is he doing there at the right hand of God? He's making intercession for you and I. He was restoring our sight, our vision, our health, our finances. He's sitting high and he's looking low. God wants to change your perception. When those he loves, he chastens. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers us out of them all. God will get the glory out of life. Out of our life. We have the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are overcomers, and we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Look again. Look and live. The songwriter said, I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. A message, oh my friends, for you. It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. Jesus said it, and I know that it's true. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. And it's all you have to do is look and live. And sometimes looking one time will not help you, but you have to look again, as this blind man did after a second touch. Look and live. My brother, live. It's recorded in his word. All you have to do is look and live. 18.
And now, with the joy of the Lord that is our strength, I present to you Michael Fletcher and the Michael Fletcher Choir. look to Jesus and live tonight.
Amen. We are looking and living because Christ came that we might have more abundant life. And when we look at all that's going on in the world and the signs of the time, the Bible says, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. God requires us to look. He requires that we have some insight, and he'll give us insight, and he'll give us foresight. Amen. All you have to do is look and live. We thank you once again for those that just tuned in. You're listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Our number is 619-924-0800. Leave us a comment. Shout us out. Shout out to one of our guests who's listening today, Lois Glenn Carter. God bless you. We thank you for joining in with us today, and we thank you for your life and your ministry and certainly all that you are doing to help the family structure. And we want you all to reach out to Lois Glenn Carter, and certainly you will be blessed by her knowledge and information. Keep those messages coming. We'll shout you out. Shout out to Sister Mel. Shout out to all of our regular listeners, Deacon Norman and Hernandez family, Cox family, all of our family and friends, my family. God, for all of you. Brian Courtney Wilson, all I need is a touch from you.
Real simple prayer. All I need is a touch from you. Make it right. Giving me all I need, Lord Jesus, is a touch from you, from my Master and King. All I need is a touch from you. I made so many mistakes. I mean, I stumbled and said,
Few minutes left, and you can call us 619-924-0800 if you'd like to call in, give us a shout out, tell us where you are calling from, where you are listening from, and certainly we will acknowledge you. We have about 10 minutes left, and the time does fly, and perhaps you, that was said on today, we want to remind you that you can go back and listen in at your convenience when Jesus comes.
Beside the highway begging, his eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his rags and he shivered in the shadows.
Yeah.
One man sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. But when Jesus comes, he'll take your gloom and turn your life around. And so we want everybody to be reminded today that no matter how gloomy things are on today, that God is able to turn your life around. And all we have to do is, the first time it doesn't come through clearly, look again and see that God is going to do just what he said he would do. And with that being said, we have pretty much come to the close of the hour. And we want you to know that we heard from several people on today. We've heard from Pastor Timothy Wright. We heard from Brian Courtney Wilson. We heard from Pastor Kim Burrell. We've heard from Sarah Jordan Powell. We heard from Michael Fletcher. We heard from a lot of people on today. And certainly we try to play a little bit of everybody and a little bit of everything. And we also heard from Kirk Franklin. I think we started out with that, what you're looking for. And certainly I did want to close today. Last week with our special guest, Devin Diggs, we talked about holding on to faith. And we closed with a version of I'm Just Holding On by the Williams Brothers. And I wanted to play another version of that because we need to continue to hold on to our faith, because it's easy to lose faith and when everything, it seems like it's just hitting you one by one and one tragedy after the next, and you're almost afraid many times to answer the phone, to answer your text message, because you just do not know what is going to happen next. But we encourage you to hold on to your faith. Our scripture, once again, our scripture today was Mark chapter 8, St. Mark, the gospel according to St. Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. And we encourage you to look again for your healing, look again for your miracle, look again to be set free from whatever is holding you back or holding you down. And it seems like when you want to say something or when you want to get a message out that you can't do it at that particular time. So I think on next week, if the Lord says the same, I'm going to continue with that holding on to faith. Once again, we are at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And certainly all our shows are archived. And this one, like I said, I said it last week, Holding On and I Won't Let Go My Faith by the Williams Brothers. So this time we're going to play Dorothy Lovecoat's. This is a classic. Sister Mel, this one is for you. So I hope you are listening. If not, somebody will just have to tell you about it. God bless you. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy. We thank you for how we've allowed to share with our listeners around the world. We ask you continue to save, send salvations and healings and deliverance, God. Let somebody know that within you, in Christ, they can have life and have it more abundantly, that they can live and not die, that they can prosper and be in health, even as their soul shall prosper. We ask that you bind the enemy on every hand that came to steal, kill, and destroy. For whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we stand on your word today because it cannot and it will not fail. We thank you for all things. We ask you to continue to cover us with your blood until we meet again. Help us to hold on to faith. Help us to look again. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. We love you.